For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today is Monday, October 7th. We're talking about a second whistleblower and contradicting statements from the U.S. and North Korea. Plus, the historic spacewalk back on, PayPal backs out, and which movie broke records at the box office. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. There's another whistleblower now involved in the impeachment inquiry. ABC News reports a second person has come forward and hired the same legal team as the first person. And this time, the attorney says the new intelligence official involved has firsthand knowledge of President Trump's dealings with Ukraine. And it may even be more than one person. The Washington Post reports an attorney says multiple whistleblowers have come forward. Remember, President Trump urged Ukraine's leader to investigate Joe Biden and his son. And a formal complaint was filed saying Trump abused his power when asking a foreign government to look into a political opponent. At this point, no other official or whistleblower has filed a formal complaint. But reports say at least a second person has been talking with the inspector general as part of the investigation. And the lawyer says all whistleblowers who come forward should get legal protections so they're not fired or facing retaliation. Of course, there are different reactions to this latest news. Top Democrats say these additional people will be able to further confirm accusations against the president. But the White House press secretary says it doesn't matter how many people call themselves whistleblowers and talk about the same phone call between Trump and Ukraine's president, that it, quote, doesn't change the fact that he has done nothing wrong. A couple other things you may have missed. House Democrats subpoenaed Vice President Mike Pence. He has until October 15th now to hand over any and all documents related to Ukraine. They want to know what he knew. They've also subpoenaed Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who said over the weekend he'll do whatever is required by law. But he's also been criticizing investigators. Expect more this week. A big change in U.S. military policy is now underway. The White House announced U.S. troops in northeastern Syria will back off. Fox News reports President Trump spoke with Turkey's president and gave his okay, saying U.S. troops will be moved from the area, and reports say they've already begun leaving. So what does this mean? Well, the AP reports this clears the way for an expected Turkish attack there in northeastern Syria, and essentially means the U.S. is leaving Kurdish fighters that, at least in the past, have been U.S. allies. In fact, President Trump called for this to happen late last year, but faced pushback and changed course. At the time, some military officials said Kurdish fighters have been alongside American forces in the efforts against ISIS, and the U.S. should not abandon them. Some even worry this sudden withdrawal of troops from Syria could actually help ISIS. But the Trump administration feels ISIS has been defeated in that area, and the White House put out a statement saying the U.S. cannot stay there for years, costing taxpayers. The New York Times reports some U.S. military will be pulled back, but they don't plan to leave northeastern Syria completely. Stay tuned. It seems talks between the U.S. and North Korea did not go so well over the weekend, at least when you ask North Korean officials. North Korea called the talks, quote, sickening, and that the U.S. has an outdated viewpoint and attitude. The Washington Post reports there's even an ultimatum for the U.S. to find a new approach by the end of the year, or talks are off completely. But the BBC reports U.S. officials have said they had good discussions, that the State Department did present creative ideas, and the U.S. is ready to negotiate again in 2 weeks. Remember, President Trump hopes to get a landmark deal done where North Korea would get rid of its nuclear weapons in exchange for fewer economic sanctions. Now, experts told the Wall Street Journal, it's tough to tell if North Koreans are exaggerating to see how much they can get from this or if talks are actually on the verge of breaking down. To be continued. The unemployment rate hit a new 50-year low in September. The Wall Street Journal reports unemployment went down to 3.5%, and job growth continued at a modest pace. So what does that mean? Well, the Journal says it's a sign the economy is holding up, despite a string of other weaker economic reports last week and a global slowdown. U.S. stocks were up on Friday after the jobs report came out. One expert says even though it's not all good, and there are still some reasons for concern, the falling unemployment rate should help get rid of fears of a recession happening really soon. NASA will give a historic spacewalk another go. Space.com reports the first all-female spacewalk was canceled earlier this year because there weren't enough spacesuits in the right size. Well, now NASA says that's fixed, and astronauts Christina Cook and Jessica Meir are ready to go for the historic all-female spacewalk on October 21st. By the way, a spacewalk is any time an astronaut goes outside of the space vehicle while in space. CNN says if all goes according to plan, there will be a total of 10 spacewalks over the next 3 months, which is a lot, mostly to upgrade batteries on the International Space Station. All right, we'll have much more news ahead, but first, thanks to our sponsor today, HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh gives you easy, seasonal recipes and pre-measured ingredients delivered right to your door. So you can say goodbye to endless grocery store trips and unhealthy takeout. HelloFresh makes cooking convenient, enjoyable, and delicious. And I can speak from experience. My husband and I just made 3 HelloFresh meals last week, and they were all so good, including crispy Parmesan chicken with garlic herb couscous and lemony roasted carrots. I didn't think I could make a meal like that, but I did, and I enjoyed the process, and of course, I loved eating it. Plus, the delivery is flexible for busy schedules. You can skip a week anytime, and there are choices from family to calorie smart to vegetarian. And right now, you can get $80 off your first month of HelloFresh. That's $20 off your first 4 boxes. Just go to HelloFresh.com/newsworthy80 and enter that code newsworthy80. HelloFresh.com/newsworthy80 with the code newsworthy80. Now, back to the news. PayPal says it's out. The company wants to distance itself from Facebook's planned cryptocurrency, Libra. Reuters reports PayPal had originally signed up to be part of the nonprofit overseeing the launch of Libra, but not anymore. And the reason? PayPal sent out a statement that says it wants to focus on its own business, but says it still supports Libra and may partner again with Facebook in the future. We talked about Libra when it was first announced back in June, but it's faced a lot of criticism. Facebook hoped the new type of cryptocurrency or digital coin would give people a new way to pay for things online. It had more than 24 backers to help get more companies on board faster. But right away, government officials were concerned. CNBC reports the Federal Reserve, for example, is worried about privacy, money laundering, and consumer protection. Facebook has said there's nothing to worry about, that it, the company, won't have direct control of the currency, and that's because of that nonprofit organization. Well, now Reuters says PayPal is the first member of that group to leave. And it might not be the last. The Wall Street Journal says Visa and MasterCard are also thinking about backing out. Stay tuned for whether Libra still has a potential future. Google is pulling the plug on a controversial research program. The Verge says the program offered people a $5 gift certificate for a scan of their face. But a New York Daily News report found that one agency contracted for this project was targeting homeless people in Atlanta and even tricking college students into participating, saying they were just trying out a new app. The original idea was to try to make sure the upcoming Pixel 4 smartphone's new face unlock feature would recognize a lot of different faces. Facial recognition has been strongly criticized for having a bias against and misidentifying people of color. Now Google says it suspended the program and opened an investigation. The 4 major U.S. mobile carriers are teaming up to get rid of passwords, or at least try to make it easier for you to log into various online accounts while on your smartphone. The Next Web reports AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile, and Verizon have created something called ZenKey. The system works in a similar way to other quick login options, like when you can use Facebook or Google to quickly start an account on a new website, but this one would be tied to your phone. Of course, other websites would have to agree to put ZenKey as a login option. As with any other system like it, there are privacy and data sharing concerns, but for now, the ZenKey app is only available to a small group of people testing it. The movie Joker had a record-breaking opening weekend, becoming the biggest October launch of all time. And of course, it topped the weekend box office charts, too. Variety says the movie brought in $93 million. It's been controversial, though. Critics worry the movie glorifies a villain and may even inspire violence, but it seems that did not stop people from going to see it over the weekend. In fact, some media analysts told CNN the controversy may have even helped get the word out and make the movie even more popular. And that's it for the main news today, but it's now time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story you should know. But first, today's Money Monday story is brought to you by My Wall Street, an investing companion there for every step from setting up a broker to starting and managing a portfolio. So today, our Money Monday story is about ATM fees. The cost to access your own money has hit a record high, and it could still go up again. A new Bankrate survey found people are spending an average of $4.72 to withdraw money from an ATM outside of their own bank's network. And that's up 33% over the past decade. And it could still go up again. USA Today says banks are more likely to raise their fees when interest rates are low. And since the Fed is expected to lower rates again soon, banks may feel pressure to keep at it. But there is a way around those ATM fees. Experts tell CNBC it's best to find ATMs in your bank's network because then it's free to take out money, of course. It might just take a little extra planning. Most banks have apps that will show you where the nearest ATM is. Or there's this option. Many stores will let you ask for some cash back when you use a debit card to buy something. This Money Monday story was made possible by My Wall Street. For more information, visit mywallst.com/newsworthy. All right, thanks so much for listening. If you haven't already, be sure to hit that subscribe or follow button in your podcast app. It just makes it easier for you to find new episodes so you're always in the know. As always, you can read more about the news stories we talked about in this episode. Just go to thenewsworthy.com/show notes. The Newsworthy is here for you every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.